hosting tomorrow with Student Learning Commons with fantastic Julia Lane, who's hosting a little writing exercise about imagining about a world. What does it look like for you in a world without homophobia, biphobia, and transphobia? What does it mean to you to see a more equitable world? And maybe that will spark some next steps for you to think about what you specifically can do for yourself, for your family, for your community, for your school, for your workplace, and then continue increasing the scope further and further to Canada and other places that you can imagine. Or if you want to be in a community in Vancouver, Rainbow Refugee is hosting an event at the Junction on Saturday, May 17th from 4 to 7, which again is a lovely time to engage with community and to see who the actual people on the ground are, what the actual concerns of the community around you might be, and also actually engage with people and to feel that sense of community, to understand that it's not only like, oh, everyone's sad in the LGBTQ community, it's so poor and we're all poor little people, but also that the LGBTQ community is so beautiful and so diverse, and then there are so many things that are already happening and that should be happening, and that you are part of it, and that you are always welcome to make sure that the world is better and more wonderful and more diverse for everyone, including the LGBTQ community.
Yeah, I think that's really beautiful, particularly the part where you're speaking about that you are responsible with the knowledge that you then receive. Because I felt that in terms of when I came over here and I learned about the Indigenous people and what had happened and the conflict and the Truth and Reconciliation, because that was all brand new to me. Mm-hmm. I hadn't heard any of that before I came here. And so that to me, it was like, I remember talking to so many people being like, that I've been telling so many people back home about that, because it is a direct effect of colonization, which is happened because of where I came from. Mm-hmm. And the fact that where I've come from obviously are not talking about it, it's my responsibility of having coming over here to at least try and educate some of my friends on it, to at least talk to my family about it and see what they know and things like that, and bring it more of a discussion point as much as I can with my network of people back home.
Yeah, so, and this is how you start. This is how you make change. And it might not always feel awesome and comfortable and great, and it leads to difficult conversations, but this is a responsible way to engage with things that are happening in the world and that have already happened. And so I'm very grateful to have been here with you.
Yeah, thank you so much. I've enjoyed our conversation. And just to put a break in there before I return, after you've gone to tabling, I'm going to play the song I Am Her by Shea Diamond, who this is classed as an LGBTQ anthem. She is a transgender artist that I've played her before on Intravenous. She's got a very interesting story of writing music when she was in prison and struggling to know if she would survive in prison because she couldn't express the gender identity that she wanted to. So this is her song, I Am Her. Thank you again, Constantine, for joining me today.
There's an outcast in everybody's life, and I am her. There's a shadow in everybody's front door, and I am her. There's a dark cloud in everybody's sunlight, and I am her. In gold, at least that's what I've been told. I got so many issues and problems that I go through. Sometimes I can't sleep at night. If I hide my face, heaven would be, and it wouldn't be the worst thing that I ever did. It's a hell of a world that we're living in. James 2:10, a sin is a sin. Don't look at even I can believe. There's an outcast in everybody's life, and I am her. There's a dark cloud in everybody's sunlight, and I am her. There's a shadow in everybody's front door, and I am her. Oh, you know I am her. Your ignorance leaves a hell of a stench. The aroma lingers on generations I've known. The smarter we get, the less we understand about the simplest shit. I am Shane, she is me. We get down with our bad selves figuratively. Don't care too much what other people say. I get along swell by my goddamn self. Never ask for no one's philosophy.
Something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday, you heard that right, Monday, from 3 to 4 p.m., your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
And welcome back to Intravenous here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Campus and Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. I am Rebecca and I'm going to be your host for the next 20-ish minutes up until 11 a.m. when Democracy Now! Will be taking over for the next hour. So if you've just tuned in, welcome. I hope you're having a good morning, start to your week. I just had a conversation with the Out on Campus Interim Coordinator, Constantine, regarding the International Day Against Homophobia, Transphobia, and Biphobia. That's coming up on May 17th. And we spoke a bit about what that day means, what it means for Out on Campus, for the SFU students, what it means in the theme that they've chosen this year, which is the power of communities, and sort of what the world is looking like at the moment for Two-Spirit LGBTQIA plus peoples. Now, for the next 20 minutes, I wanted to share some songs that I found that I thought, in honor of this day, from the community. There's some songs that I was specifically searching for songs from artists that were part of the community, but I found some that I really liked, and I had never heard of them before, so I thought I would share them here on the radio, since we love to be promoting underrepresented music. And then after that, I'm going to speak a bit about the background information of the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, and Transphobia, and a bit about the theme that they have chosen for this year to finish up. So the next two songs are going to be It's Okay to Cry by the artist Sophie, in all capitals, off of the album Oil of Every Pearl's Uninsides. Now, Sophie was a transgender British artist, and this song was actually the first time her vocals were featured on her work, with the music video also being the first time her face was seen. And it was interpreted by many people that this was her first public acknowledgement of her transgender identity, because she was very noted for her introverted nature. She rarely gave any interviews. All of her press photos were obscuring her face. She was more of a kind of techno artist and DJ. So she was not revealing her vocals or her face much until this music video and song came out, which is called It's Okay to Cry. And then after that, I have the song I Don't Trust You Anymore, which is in all capitals, by the Seattle artist Left at London, off of their album Transgender Street Legend Volume 1. Now, she is an internet personality alongside being an artist, and she first got fame from posting comedic sketches and parodies of artists on Vine, which the artists that she made parodies of have recognized her content as well. She's known a non-binary woman, and she often is voicing her support for Plural Systems, which is a group of multiple identities and headmates and disassociative identities, because she's openly been diagnosed with that and openly is speaking out on all of those issues. So I thought she had a cool backstory, and I really liked the song that she came out with. So those will be the next two songs, and then I'll be back to talk a bit more on the background information of the International Day Against Transphobia, Homophobia, and Biphobia that is taking place this Saturday on May 17th.
Drop in your eyes. hide. It's okay to cry. It's okay to cry. There's a world inside you. I know what it feels like. I wanna go there with you. Could we walk up dark paths? Maybe. Could we shine some light there?
You made me believe in hell to make it easy to visualize your body burning. Oh well, you'll just be bribing the judges as the court's adjourning. And I guess it's inflation, but damn, it's hard to value my 2 cents. As a kid, I was idolizing millionaires and all the presidents. But I don't trust them anymore. No way, no way, no, not again. And I may never trust at all. No way, no way, I'm over them. You made me question my faith. I started learning, it hasn't gotten worse, it's never been great. I see you suck up to me as they attack my sisters. And before we would shake hands, you bellowed in the bathroom, out damn spot. But I guess that you're proud of me though. But I don't trust you anymore. No way, no way, no more, no how. And I may never trust again. No way, no way, no, not right now. The days when your wretched image didn't make me sick, and I wish it could still be like that. But I don't trust you anymore. 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 You won't trust us anyway.
And welcome back to Intravenous on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. That song you just heard was I Don't Trust You Anymore by the Seattle artist Left at London off of her album Transgender Street Legend Volume 1. And then before that was the song It's Okay to Cry by the British artist Sophie, all in capitals, off of her album Oil of Every Pearls and Insights. Now, to finish up, I was just going to give some background information on the International Day of Homophobia, Transphobia and Biphobia, which is observed annually on May 17th, and that is because it commemorates the 1990 decision by the World Health Organization to remove homosexuality from its international classification of diseases. So since then, the day has served as a focal point for raising awareness of the violence and discrimination that is still faced by the LGBTQIA+ community across the globe. Now, it was created in 2004 to draw attention to the violence and discrimination that's experienced by all of these people, and was initially managed by the Idaho Committee, but it's now collectively managed in a collaboration of a bunch of regional networks that are working to advance the rights of people from this community. So they bring together organizations and initiatives at global, regional, national, local levels. And you can see it on their website of their annual report. There is a video that has a sort of slideshow of photos from across the globe of how different organizations have celebrated the International Day Against Transphobia, Biphobia, and Homophobia. Because it's currently celebrated in more than 130 countries, and that includes 37 where same-sex acts are still illegal. And I think that's pretty incredible that it's celebrated there openly, even with some of the countries still having this as an illegal act. But it's also the International Day Against Homophobia, Transphobia, and Biphobia has also received official recognition from several states, several international institutions such as the European Parliament and many local authorities, with most United Nations agencies marking the day with specific events as well. So it has a lot of recognition from official governing bodies too. Now, as I spoke with Constantine earlier, we spoke about this year's theme, because each year has a theme, and this year's theme is the power of communities, and that reflects the diversity, the richness that is seen within the Two-Spirit LGBTQIA+ community here in Canada, but the LGBTQIA+ community globally as well. And it's celebrating the varied intersecting backgrounds and identities and experiences of everyone in the community. Now, it also is highlighting the strength and resilience that has emerged from the collective solidarity, the recognizing the contributions of human rights defenders, LGBTQIA plus civil society groups, allies, and millions of people that are just in the community that are supporting human rights and collective liberation. So it's a real, it's a theme that's encompassing a lot of solidarity that is seen globally, especially in the times that we're in, which me and Constantine did touch upon as well. In several areas politically, a lot of stuff has been feeling like a step back in this kind of area. We're looking at in the UK last month, there was a change in legislative definitions of women as a big one that has happened. I think that's probably the most recent one that I'm aware of having happened. So be sure to keep a lookout, as there will probably be some events happening this weekend in honor and commemorating of the International Day Against Homophobia, Transphobia, and Biphobia on May 17th. I'll put, when I upload this onto the cgsf.ca website, I'll put a link to the official May 17th website, which will have information and the annual report video, which showcases last year how many different places across the globe were celebrating this and how they celebrated it. But that is all I have for you today. Tune in next week from 10 to 11 again for another episode of Intravenous. Coming up next, we have Democracy Now! From 11 to 12. And I'm going to leave you with the song Wearing Pants Again by the artist Annie DiRusso off of her album Super Pedestrian. And I hope you all have a great day and rest of your week.
Again, body is awake, but my brain is dead. Flies on the walls, gunshots over East Park. Find them when they fall, covering my backyard.
Justine Willis-Toms, host of New Dimensions, heard Sundays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM. As you know, we are living in both challenging and exciting times, prompting more people to seek new solutions and to engage life more fully. New Dimensions explores vital topics with some of the world's leading thinkers, from science and religion to politics and medicine. Join me on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and together we'll explore New Dimensions on CJSF 90.1 FM, the station that is diverse, independent, and yours.
On the internet and at 90.1 FM from high atop Burnaby Mountain, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.